Kieran Daly has always fascinated me.
Oh, you know, Jason put me in touch. He did some transcription work for me, but I somehow thought that he wasn't... I didn't put it together that he was a musician, and we just, like,
yeah.
I hired... He did transcription work for me, so...
There's a whole bunch of stuff online. He's one of these people, and I should start doing this too, is using archive.org house audio.
Yeah, no,
so much
I
better
look
than dealing with all that SoundCloud administrative bullshit.
I feel like an ass for not looking at it, because we totally work together, and I just didn't realize.
Well, he purposely makes himself very obscure. Like, it's very hard to find him, and there's a million other Kieran Dailies that are not him.
Okay, yeah, it's just a good Irish name, right?
But he has a very tiny little website. I think it's qwone.org, I want to say. Anyway, but he also sort of has recorded things with or under the moniker of Apsers Group that Jack Callahan has released a tape of. I was just listening to last night. It's like weird. I think he calls it downcore jazz. But it's really kind of wonderful stuff. It reminds me of one of my favorite visual artists, Lutz Bacher, in some odd way. Just because Lutz did this amazing Crimson and Clover piece some time ago, and this is like an album of false starts.
Oh, that sounds great.
Of a particular standard that I don't know. I forget the title of. And I don't know, he's kind of hermetic, and I think he was in, like, Bath, Maine. I loved the idea that he and Peter Garland were both kind of being recluses
in the
Maine,
same place.
Same time. And of course they weren't hanging out together, because they were being recluses.
Right, yeah, why do that if you're a recluse? Yeah.
So, I mean, he just seems like a totally fascinating weirdo, and the things I've heard are just wonderful, and he's so young, and, has a completely different attitude about, he's much, he's, very deliberately uninterested, and he might not even agree to being interviewed, you know.
Yeah.
He seems to have cultivated obscurity in a very effective way. Makes me embarrassed.
Well, I'm really grateful that you agreed to be interviewed.
Ashamed of myself. Maybe we'll find ourselves in, Western Tennessee or something.
The last
Maybe we'll
refuge.
All join the mothership, right? Isn't that, that's where the mothership of the Henry Hayists meets every summer. I just know that because my sort of, maybe he's my former lover. Maybe that's pessimistic. Maybe we're still, I don't know. He moved back to Pittsburgh, so I think of that as being at an end. But it's not that, we were always kind of penguin lovers anyway. We would kind of reconvene after many months apart.
Oh,
you know,
I never heard that before, penguin.
Like penguins, I don't know. I just made that up. It made sense to me.
Yeah,
it
does.
Here we come, out onto the iceberg, two happy penguins reuniting after months. And now we're going to go off into the ocean again. But he's also he's a radical fairy and kind of a Henry Hayist. It is kind of sad, but it was always kind of, it was going, for a solid 4 years like that, it became very reassuring.
Yeah.
You know, that's just a real part of the structure of life.